Hello everyone, this is Luke again. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. This is the fourth audio recording that I'm producing. And in this recording, I'm going to pronounce different sentences that I've written in the lesson called Topic Particle 는, 은. So the sentences found in this audio recording are found also in the topic particle lesson that I produced in the past. So you can see all the Korean sentences below, and I'm going to pronounce these, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to them and understand them, what they are and what they mean, and hopefully you'll be able to also think in Korean if you could. That's a good exercise. So I'm going to pronounce the written Korean first. These are the words we actually write, but I'm going to pronounce them anyway. And then I'm going to pronounce the ones that are actually spoken in conversations. So informal and polite. Informal spoken Korean is used between friends and people you are close to, and polite one is used between when you are addressing older people, or when you need to be formal or polite to in some situations. And so, but I've written about these differences in those lessons, so please refer to them. Okay. Written Korean informal. So I'm a student. 나는 학생이다. 나는 학생이다. 그는 친절하다. He is kind. 그는 친절하다. 이것은 연필이다. This is a pencil. 이것은 연필이다. 하늘은 높다. The sky is high. 하늘은 높다. 그녀는 공부한다. She studies. 그녀는 공부한다. 존은 갔다. John went. 존은 갔다. 영수는 먹었다. 영수 ate. 영수는 먹었다. The next one, in this version, I'm going to say these in informal spoken Korean. So the first one is 나는 학생이야, but you can simplify it to just 학생이야. I am a student. 나는 학생이야. 학생이야. He is kind. 걔는 친절해. 걔는 친절해. Notice I've used 걔 instead of 그, because in spoken Korean we use 걔 instead of 그, which is more kind of a written version. 이건 연필이야. This is a pencil. 이건 연필이야. And also notice that I've said 이건 instead of 이것은. 이것은 is a written version. 이건 is a more simplified version. 하늘은 높아. The sky is high. 하늘은 높아. 걔는 공부해. She studies. 걔는 공부해. 존은 갔어. John went. 존은 갔어. 영수는 먹었어. 영수 ate. 영수는 먹었어. And notice 걔 can be used for both sexes. So 걔 can be he or she. Now, this time, I'm going to say these sentences in the polite version, so polite spoken Korean. 저는 학생이에요. I'm a student. 저는 학생이에요. 학생이에요. Now, 저 is a polite form of I, so 나 is a informal form, and 저 is a polite form. 걔는 친절해요. He is kind. 걔는 친절해요. 이건 연필이에요. This is a pencil. 이건 연필이에요. And notice, you just need to add your to the end of the sentences to make it polite. 하늘은 높아요. The sky is high. 하늘은 높아요. 걔는 공부해요. She studies. 걔는 공부해요. 존은 갔어요. John went. 존은 갔어요. 영수는 먹었어요. 영수 ate. 영수는 먹었어요. Okay, that's the end of this short audio recording, and hopefully you'll be able to use these recordings to help you get more familiar with these the sounds of Korean words, and when you study them, you can also listen to these recordings, and then so you'll be better at listening and speaking skills as well. So you could also imitate my Korean. So, for example, 저는 학생이에요, which means I'm a student. So if some Korean asks you, what do you do? What do you do? 직업이 뭐예요? What do you do? What is your occupation? You could say, 저는 학생이에요. I'm a student. 저는 학생이에요. I'm a student. So, yeah, there you go. And hopefully I'll continue to produce more audio recordings. Okay, thank you.